All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is live from the lair. No, just kidding. It's pre-recorded.
Surprised? No.
They're starting to notice the men are no longer participating in Mirage, dating, they're withdrawing from society, and I think it's got some people up at the top terrified. Mainly because they know that men provide, protect, and maintain the civilization. And when they stop doing that, it is going to be bad on a scale many of us have never seen. I know all about the provide, the protect portion of the masculinity that everyone expects from men today. If you don't provide it, you're called toxic. Despite the fact that women have been screaming from the hilltops since the 1970s that they don't need men.
Ain't that some bullshit?
Yeah, come here.
You know, it's men's rights groups in the mainstream, roughly 2015 to about 2020. They have since died off, mainly because they were silenced by feminism, the communism with tits crowd. That's the way I see it. Maybe you feel a different way. Provide your evidence in the comments below.
Always the man's fault.
Listen, I've already covered quite a few subjects on this in regards to the amount of men that are not even dating nowadays. It's 65% of the men under the age of, I believe, 35 are not dating, nor are they seeking any type of long-term relationship, pairing, mirage kind of stuff. I mean, I've seen the stats in regards to mariage. 5.1 to 6.3 people out of 1,000 are getting married. That is the lowest it has been since the end of the Civil War. Our reproductive rates are far below replacement. We are going to see a population collapse and all of the fun and games that goes along with it. And I'm going to be honest, with the amount of injustice I have seen dished out to men, I would like to see it balanced out before I decide to go on to the next mission. Now, that's going to come with a lot of downsides, a lot of violence, bloodshed, pain, loss, you have it. We allowed this to get to this point, so we are the only ones that are responsible. Therefore, in my opinion, we as a civilization deserve it.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
Now, here's an article from the Medium. Navigating Modern Masculinity, Examining MGTOW Phenomena. At least they're calling it a phenomena instead of like a movement. Mainly because as a movement, you got to have a leader. It is a reaction, a logical reaction to reality on the ground. We are now in our third generation of men getting absolute waylaid in divorce court relationships, relationships, whatever you want to call it. I have watched new laws after new laws after new laws get passed that specifically isolate and punish men while benefiting women, i.e. affirmative action, no-fault divorce, some other acts in there in regards to making it easier to issue restraining orders against men based off of bullshit. The Me Too era has happened and it's now in the repercussion phase. The men of today have basically saw the warning signs and are now acting accordingly. All right, now this is from September 26, 2023. They talk about the origins of MGTOW and how, you know, many men perceive a shifting landscape of masculinity in the 21st century. While the movement's exact origins are difficult to pinpoint, it gained significant visibility and traction online during the early 2000s. It got its start at the Matrix.
All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
You take the red pill and you see the truth. You take the blue pill, your life continues as normal, and you move on about your merry way. Okay, the core beliefs, the MGTOW. MGTOW is a multifaceted, loosely organized movement which makes it challenging to define its beliefs uniformly. However, there are some common themes that tend to resonate with many MGTOW adherents. Individualism. There's nothing wrong with that. You want to do your own thing? Have at it. There's a lot of people out there who are hermits, isolationists, who keep their pool of friends and what have you very small. All right, then we have relationship skepticism. They argue that the leading divorce laws and cultural attitudes favor women, which they do. That's a fact. This isn't a belief. Okay, legal and social concerns. Proponents often express concerns about gender bias legal system, which is 100% true, particularly family courts. Okay, anti-feminism. Listen, I'm an anti-feminist, 100%, and I got that anti-feminism core belief when I was serving in the military. You know, up until roughly 2007, and I was strictly combat before that, and I never served alongside women. But the minute, you know, I went over to civil affairs and into the intel community, I had to work alongside a lot of women. And they will sit there and scream in your face and tell you how bad they are and all of the tough shit they could do and all other bullshit until you get them on the ground and they get lost in the sauce. You have to go out there and find them in the woods and the desert and the jungles because they can't fucking navigate with a map and a compass. You got to carry their shit. You got to fight their battles. You don't have to deal with any of that when you deal with male soldiers. That is how I became an anti-feminist. And I would say I started down the anti-feminist path while I was going through my divorce. But before that, you know, I was like, to each his own. Until you see the actual train wreck of reality on the ground, you're probably not going to change your mind. Economic self-reliance. Nothing wrong with that. I can't tell you how many men or how many women I've heard. I'm strong and independent. I pay my own bills. It's called Adulting 101. Congratulations. Here's the criticisms of MGTOW. They call it toxic, misogynistic, vilifies women, and promotes an unhealthy sense of victimhood among its followers. Okay, the sense of victimhood. All right, I love how they put these words in there to try to discredit the reality on the ground. I mean, it's the truth. You know, genuine concerns related to other gender equality and family law, MGTOW often developed into platforms for venting anger and resentment. Listen, there's nothing wrong with anger and resentment.
What?
They are natural emotions that virtually every person who's not a sociopath will feel. You hear the three magic words, I'm not happy. All of a sudden, you're homeless. You're getting a minimum of half your check taken out. You have to work a second job or live on overtime just to get by if you can. And there's many men out there who are homeless who owe an insane amount in child support, will never get caught up. You don't pay child support, it goes to a certain point. They arrest you for a felony and throw you and pound you in the ass jail. Or a woman can deny a man his custody, his visitation, what they refer to it as, or his parenting time, to make it politically correct, with absolutely zero repercussions. On average, a man is going to have to go to court a minimum of 3 to 5 times, depending upon the state you're in, claiming that he's been denied parenting time before a judge will even consider doing anything about it. They just issue warning after warning after warning, and the same stat is, it's a little higher, but this is for child support. Say a man gets cancer, he gets injured, sick, and he cannot pay child support. He will have to go before the judge a minimum of 5 times to plead his case. And in many of those instances, by the time he gets to that 5th time, he's risking a felony for non-child support payments. And he can take away penalties and interest, but that child support arrearage still builds up while this man is trying to say, hey, I'm hurt, I'm sick, I can't work. They don't care.
This is bullshit.
So yes, this is going to cause anger and resentment in any rational person. Further, some argue that MGTOW oversimplifies complex societal issues and fails to offer constructive solutions. There is no solution for a rigged game other than not to play.
Strange game. The only winning mode is not to play.
Seriously, if you are going to go gamble and somebody tells you, hey, the house is rigged, there's an 80% chance no matter what you do, you're going to lose. You are not going to walk into that casino. It's just common sense. All right. Broader implications. The MGTOW phenomena is more than just a movement. It's a reflection of broader conversations taking place between modern masculinity and gender roles. Traditional notions of what it means to be a man are being challenged as society continues to evolve. Evolve is a politically correct word for disintegration. Because if men are not going to provide, protect, or maintain the civilization will cease to exist at a certain time down the road. Conclusion, men going their way phenomena represents a complex and polarizing aspect of modern masculinity. It's rooting in genuine concerns about challenging gender dynamics, relationship, legal structures. However, it's also a movement that has faced criticism for fostering resentment and hostility.
Come on!
Now, hostility in regards to putting people to the sword, I've not really seen that. Does it happen? I imagine it does, just like women get violent as well.
How dare you?
Okay, this one's from the Medium as well, men going their way. And this is from October 23rd, 2024. The rise of the controversial online MGTOW movement. All right, let's just see how vicious they get on this one. Okay, we got the men's rights movement. I spoke at several of the men's rights movement organizations and gatherings. I'm more than willing to speak at any in the future. They just got to invite me. I have no problem doing that at all. I'm just trying to keep men from committing suicide.
No shit.
Another thing that's not mentioned in any of this dribble that I'm going through. In my research, 60 to 70% of all of the veteran suicides I've looked into had a contact with divorce in family court within 5 years of the self-deletion.
Your Honor, I object!
And why is that, Mr. Reed?
Because it's devastating to my case!
MGTOW distinguishes itself from MRM by focusing on the idea of self-preservation and independence from women. There's nothing wrong with self-preservation. It is not unhealthy. It is a natural response to danger and being independent from women. You see, men can truly be independent, at least until I become super old and shit goes south. But, you know, I mean, they cook, clean, sew, fix shit, do their own maintenance. They literally do everything. I do all that for myself as well. You don't need to have a woman. It's nice to have one around if she's going to add to your peace. But in today's day and age, that is exceedingly rare.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
MGTOW members encourage men to avoid relationships and women altogether. All it takes is a woman to make an accusation and you're going to jail. And even if you're found innocent, the courts and the legal system will do fuck all to the woman that made these accusations. The only way you can get your pound of flesh is to sue in civil court for monetary damages. And a lot of these women, if you win a big judgment, are going to go to bankruptcy and get it discharged anyway. So the only logical thing for a man to do is not get involved. You are at a supreme disadvantage in the eyes of the law and society. Core beliefs of MGTOW. It's about male sovereignty, 100%, and personal freedom. Women will make the argument, well, men live longer if they're married, and that is true when you look at the numbers. But do you think that lion in the zoo wants to live to be, you know, 18, 20 years old, which is the maximum lifespan of a feline? Do you think he wants that? Probably not. Probably be a lot more satisfied and healthy, living free on the savannah. Yeah, he's not going to live as long, but he's going to have a much better life, in my opinion. Now, that's if you're in a marriage that is unhappy, unfulfilling. You just are stuck in there, plodding along, happy wife, happy life. I'm talking about the men who truly are happily married, which are excessively few, probably can go along with that. That they live longer. I got you. The movement's core tenets revolve around avoiding marriage and relationships. Look, marriage is a mirage. It looks good from a distance. You try to get up there to get some of that cool, clean water that you can see. But no matter how far you go, you never seem to get there. Like in the mirage, the marriage. You see that love, that peace, that acceptance in the distance. And no matter how hard you work, no matter how fast you go in that direction, you never get there.
And that's just really sad.
Rejecting social expectations. You're damn right. Men need to start asking, what's in it for me? The days of men selflessly sacrificing their health, their wealth, and their lives for the betterment of the civilization are at an end. And I encourage all men to ask that question whenever you are asked to do anything, except for yourself, of course. Do you think those guys during the major wars who got drafted wanted to go? Majority of them probably didn't. And they were so expendable that they were sent overseas, turned into meat, and then we couldn't even afford to send them home to be buried. We still have hundreds of thousands of our fallen warriors overseas that will never come back to this country. And I'm not even counting the missing in action. All right. So, hell yeah, they should reject expectations. If you're not getting rewarded for what you were doing, don't do it. And people are going to be like, oh, that Pop guy, he's so selfish, he's so mean. You have no idea how mean I can be. All right, male self-improvement. A man should self-improve from the minute he drops out of the vagina to the day he falls into the grave. In fact, every human being should do that. So there's nothing wrong with that. And they shouldn't even include this in the whole MGTOW bullshit anyway. Skepticism of feminism. You are damn right. And you want to know why? I want you to go do a simple search of workplace fatalities, and you will see that an overwhelming majority of said fatalities are men. And women have been crying for equality and representation and all of this bullshit for years. And they still keep going to the same professions. You don't see women working on oil fields. You don't see women working fishing boats, hauling up crab pots. You don't see women auto mechanics on the regular, electricians, carpenters, roofers, none of that shit. It's all still men doing those jobs. So yes, there goes your skepticism, which many argue has created an unfair playing field in gender relations, privileging women while marginalizing men's concerns. All right, you want to see a marginalized man? Have him do the walk of shame to the HR department. I have seen many men have to go to HR and shortly thereafter fill a box with their shit from their desk and do the walk of shame. And it was based on theory and conjecture. I know a couple guys who got shown the door over bullshit. Now, luckily, I got to see some of the repercussions on one of those cases. For instance, I was a mortgage guy. There was a guy in my office who did jumbos and million-dollar deals all the time. We're talking, you know, 6 to 12 a month. The guy was just pulling in money hand over fist. There was a little jealousy in the office with a couple of other lady loan originators. They made up a bunch of bullshit. They canned this guy. Did he care? A little bit. But he was, you know, a top-tier performer. He just went to another mortgage company, continued working 2 or 3 months where he had some financial hiccups. But once he got up and running, it was not a big deal. He just continued on over there. Well, the shop I was at had to shut down because this one dude was making like 60% of the revenue for the office. I mean, I was doing VA loans and FHA loans. I did a fairly decent volume, but I wasn't doing jumbo loans, which back then was over $280,000. Most of my loans were $80,000 to $150,000. I had to shut down. I brought it up to the owner, and he was pissed. But what's he going to do? He had already told the office they were having to shut the doors. I told him the deal. He got all upset, and I said, hey, since I'm not working here at the end of the month, I'm done anyway. We can just go out in the parking lot and finish this if you want. Of course, he didn't. I was a much younger man back then, but,
Motherfucker! You hit me in the ear!
And you're going to see a lot of companies go bankrupt because of this. Because they're allowing emotional creatures to make decisions based on said emotions and not looking at the reality on the ground. So yeah, there's skepticism. So they say MGTOW thrives primarily on online platforms. Okay. It's been banned from Reddit. You can't see it on there, on that communist hellhole of a site. They're trying to shut it down, but you can't. Men are logical creatures. They look at these two variables and they just throw their cards down, push away from the poker table, and move the fuck out. They vote with their feet, and the civilization is starting to feel it. MGTOW is widely criticized for promoting gender isolationism. Again, we're getting back to self-preservation. If the game is rigged and it is so dangerous to even step on the floor, what other logical decision do you have other than to go, I'm done. I'm not playing these games. I'm out. Is it isolationism? Yes, it is. But that's the only game in town. All right, now they're going to go down there. Some main critique, misogyny. All right, now misogyny is based in some type of hatred. Anger and animosity is not hatred. I have been to where the road of hatred ends, and it ends in a mass grave. Most of the dudes I talk to are not anywhere near that. So this is bullshit. This has led to accusations that MGTOW is a hate group. Echo chamber effect. MGTOW online spaces has led to concerns that the movement fosters harmful echo chamber without interaction with opposing viewpoints. What opposing viewpoints can you possibly tell us that are going to countermand the statistics and the reality on the ground? You don't have them. Therefore, this technically is not an echo chamber. And here we go, reinforcing stereotypes. Some feminist scholars argue that MGTOW inadvertently reinforces traditional gender roles, and it should. There are inherent differences between men and women. Men are stronger, faster, have more endurance, I would argue are smarter. Statistically speaking, on average, there are far more male geniuses than female geniuses. But women do have a majority of average intelligence over men. So, yeah, they are not stereotypes. By viewing women as inherently manipulative or dangerous. You can read that in the Bible. I believe Eve talked Adam into eating the forbidden fruit, which was told to both of them never do by the force that created the sun, the planets, and everything that we know. That is manipulation at the highest level. And women are really good at manipulation. Just, catch one in a lie or try to enforce a little bit of accountability, what's the first thing that they do? They start crying. Tears are the lubricant for the dildo of consequences. Plain and simple. The impact and influence. The MGTOW offers an empowering message of autonomy and self-ownership, even if its methods and conclusions are polarizing. Again, it's only polarizing when one side wants you to ignore reality and live in the fantasy world. That no longer can happen. The jig is up. The message is out.
You're fucked.
It is a response to the shifting gender roles in modern society. The minute enough men walk away from the system, there will no longer be a modern society. That is going to shift back to something that is, quite frankly, way more barbaric. And historically speaking, when you look back in the past 6,000 to 8,000 years, whenever you have a rash of single men in an area, you're going to get violence and war. And that's just the way it is. Okay, a movement defined by individualism and isolation. They're trying to make it all negative. I have no idea how people out there can call self-preservation negative and selfish. It doesn't make any sense. Instinctively, every meat suit walking around out there has an instinct for self-preservation. Let's just look at some of these stats, because, they're like, oh, yeah. They tried to blow some smoke up your ass, throw some sand on the ground, and have you do the soft shoes so you don't pay attention. But let's just take a look at this here. Here we go. Custody cases where restraining orders are issued. 70% of the recipients are fathers. 27% are mothers. 85% of protective orders are entered against men. Despite the fact that, according to our Constitution, you have a right to face your accuser. I've talked to thousands of guys since 2009 who literally are just served restraining orders, never got to stand in front of a judge, never even got their attorney involved. They just did it based off caution. Well, caution is not really talked about in the Constitution. But there's reality on the ground. Okay, this is Citizen's Guide to U.S. Federal Law on Child Support Enforcement. You will see here, if under the same circumstances the child support payment is overdue for longer than 2 years or the amount exceeds $10,000, the violation is a criminal felony and convicted offenders face fines and up to 2 years in a prison. Under Section 18 U.S. Code 228 Alpha 3. And in some states, you get hit with a felony once you get to $5,000. Despite the fact that indentured servitude is specifically mentioned in the Constitution of the United States. It shall not be done. Shall not be done. But there you go. This is a civil debt, which they're turning into a criminal act, which means you don't perform, you go to prison. Way more child support orders are enforced against men than women. There are many women out there who owe child support who never see a day in jail, who never pay, and get away scot-free. What do you do if you're playing a rigged game? The only way to win is not to play. Next one. What percentage of males pay Alice isn't horny anymore money? Now, alimony is thankfully on its way out. But there are many people out there who are still paying permanent alimony over wives they divorced decades ago. I believe in California, I think it's still on the books. There might be one or two other states. The minute you're married for 10 years and a day, permanent alimony is on the table. Robin Williams was paying permanent alimony to two ex-wives. And I argue that had a lot to do with his decision to exit stage left. Because he was getting older. He couldn't perform. There's no way he could continue to make those payments. And he was looking at having all of his assets taken, jail time. There's no upside. Again, reality on the ground. Dads represent 85% of child support providers. What is that telling us here? If fathers make up 85% of child support payers, they say providers, that means women are getting custody at a minimum 85% of the time. Half of first marriages are going to end in divorce. 64% of second marriages end in divorce. 73 to 75% of third marriages, you guess it, end in divorce. Next one. 80% of one-parent families are headed by mothers. Again, this is just a supporting stat. 80% of divorces are filed by women, and that number goes to 90% if they're college educated. Now, I've seen different studies where it goes from 60 to 80%, so some people argue the 80% rule. Could say it is 65% of the time women file for divorce, and then you add additional 10% for the college educated women. That's still 75% of the time, 3 out of 4. Please explain to me why men should be participating in this rigged game. Because, you know, it makes you feel better and you want to feel safe and you want to go to bed thinking, you know, hey, everything's going to continue on forever and everything will be hunky-dory. Well, it's not, because the men are waking up. And I myself am proud to be waking these young men up. I really am. I'm sick and tired of hearing about men committing suicide, taking a permanent solution to a temporary problem because they lost their kids. They got divorced. The two big things that predict a man's self-deletion is when he becomes unemployed and when you take away his kids. Those are the two main factors in a man's mission, his priorities, whatever word you want to attach to it. Once you take those away, a lot of men say, fuck it. And look, it almost got me. In a moment of weakness, it almost got me. That's another story. We're not going to get into it. So there you go, gentlemen. Two of the mainstream media articles in regards to MGTOW. They're trying to blame and shame and guilt us into walking back onto the plantation. But if they can't answer the question, what is in it for me? Don't you dare go back. Please like and subscribe to this channel. I'm only here to tell you the truth. I use logic and reason and comedy to keep you from committing suicide. We're up to 562 lives saved since 2009. I'm trying to break out of the jail they have me in because I'm a man and I'm not playing the game. I'm an anti-feminist. And yeah, they'll call me toxic. I don't really care. Not a big deal. They're just words. But if I can add another life saved to my account, worth it. You guys take it easy.